بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الان واحد امين. تحل علينا بركاته ونعمته من الان والابد الابد كلها من اليوم الثاني عشر من شهر برمهات المبارك احسن الله استقباله وعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن وانتم في هدوء واطمئنان مغفور الخطايا واثام والذلات من قبل مراحم الرب. يا ابائي اخواتي امين. في مثل هذا اليوم تحتفل الكنيسه بتذكار رئيس جند السماء الملاك الجليل ميخائيل الشفيع في جنس البشر. شفاعته تكون معنا امين. On this day also the church celebrates the commemoration of the revealing of the virginity of Saint Demetrius, the 12th Pope of Alexandria. The angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Julian, the 11th Pope, before his departure and said, "You are going to the Lord Christ, the one who will bring you tomorrow, cluster of grapes, is the one fit to be a patriarch after you." On the morning, the saint came with a cluster of grapes. Abba Julian held him and told the people, "This is your patriarch after me," and told them what the angel told him. After the departure of Abba Julian, they took him and ordained him patriarch on the 9th of Paramhotep, and he was married. Since no married patriarch ever before this father been enthroned over the Sea of Alexandria, Satan entered the hearts of the laity and made them talk and grumble against the patriarch and the one who recommended him. The angel of God appeared to Saint Demetrius and told him about that and ordered him to remove the doubt from their hearts by revealing to them his relation with his wife. When Saint Demetrius refused, the angel told him, "It is not meet that you save yourself alone and let others be perished because of you. But because you are a shepherd, you should fight to save your people also." On the next day, after he had finished celebrating the divine liturgy, he asked the people not to leave the church. He brought flamed charcoal and brought his wife from the place of the woman, and the congregation wondered at his action, not knowing what he was going to do. He prayed and walked on the blazing fire. He took a piece of the blazing fire and put it in his shawl. Then he took another piece and put it in his wife's shawl. He prayed again for a long time, and both shawls did not burn. The congregation marveled and asked him to tell them why he did that. He told them of his strife with his wife and how his father and her father married them against their will, and they have lived together as a brother and sister since they were married 48 years ago. The angel of the Lord each night covered them with his wings, and no one knew that before that time until the angel of the Lord ordered him to reveal his secret. The congregation marveled for what they had seen and heard. They praised and glorified God, asking the saint to pardon them for what they had done or said and to forgive them. He accepted their apology, forgave them, blessed them, and sent them to their homes, glorifying the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, talking about what they saw of wonders from the saint. May his praise be us. Amen. On this day also, the righteous saint Malachias was martyred in the land of Palestine. May his praise be us. Amen. هذا اليوم أيضا تذكر تحتفل الكنيسة بتذكار الشهادة القديس لادينوس في أوائل حكم البطور قسطنطين الكبير. وكان هذا القديس من مدينة مرمين بالكبر من دمشق وعلى بعض مين منها. وكان يمثل مع جموع من الناس قد كرسوا أنفسهم لعبات الأوثان وهم من سكان مدينة هليوبولس في لبنان. فعندما اجتمعوا ذات يوم في المسرح وجمعوا فيه ممثلين وقاموا الآخرون بسكب ماء بارد في حوض نحاس كبير وابتدوا يتكلمون بتهكم على الذين يذهبون إلى معبودية المسيحيين المقدسة. ثم غطسوا أحد هؤلاء الممثلين في الماء فعمدوه ثم أخرجوه ألبسوه ثوبا أبيض على سبيل التمثيل. ولكن هذا الممثل بعدما أخرج من الماء امتنع عن الاستمرار في التمثيل وأعلن أنه يفضل الموت مسيحيا على اسم السيد المسيح. وأضاف إلى ذلك وقال: عندما كنتم تهزؤون أثناء تجديد ماء المعمودية المقدسة شاهدت معجزة عجيبة. وعند ذلك ابتعدت قليلا عن هذه المياه فاستاء الحاضرون منه واستشاطوا غضبا لأنهم كانوا وثنيين وقبضوا على هذا القديس ورجموه. فاضت روحه ونالك لي الشهادة الدائم ودخل في عدد الشهداء القديسين. ثم حضر أهله كثيرون المسيحيين وأخذوا الجسد ودفنوه في المدينة وبنوا كنيسة عليه. نفعنا الله بركاته وربنا مجد دائما أبدين آمين.
Exiaste agia خادمتي ميخائيلتي أرشي أنجلوس أكسيوس أبا ديمتريوس بي باتري يرشي Δινός νήμα αρτι ρος αξιος πενιον δισοι πιοι